bit of a brain fade or snap, whatever you like to call it.
Well, it's down to Vernon Farley.
He's got it.
He has made it. Oh, he's got it. Come around and he can't. Sully. He tried to hurdle them.
Sully.
Like a running back going for the end zone.
I'll be shocked. I've never seen anything like it.
Like, what do you say? It was something that you shouldn't see in rugby league.
Unbelievable. Warren Smith in the commentary there, talking about Vunivalu's, well, high jump, hurdle, long jump, whatever you want to try and do it.
Tribute to Sally Pearson.
It was, overnight. He just did it a couple of hours too early. That was all. That was the problem. Incredible scenes. And we're going to get the thoughts of this man right now, Kevvy Walters, Queensland Origin coach. Welcome to you, Kevvy. First off, plenty happening in the world of rugby league. Upsets over the weekend. We've got Jared Hayne, but talk us through that jump on the on that game, 1 versus 2. What did you make of that?
Oh, look, I'm still shocked by it all, to be honest with you. I mean, no one can explain what went through that Vunivalu's mind that evening. Like, I don't know what he was trying. He was trying to hurdle the defence, obviously, but I've never seen anything like it. It was just so, we're so fortunate, and he is as well, that no one got injured or a knee to the head or the face or anything, shoulder, any long-term damage. We're very lucky in that regard.
We're talking broken eye socket, fractured cheekbone, broken jaw, season-ending injury, and carrying over into next year, ruling out of a World Cup, all that sort. We can only laugh about it, and we do, because nobody got hurt, all right? I can tell you exactly what was going through his head, Kevvy.
Yes?
Nothing.
No, he wasn't thinking. I mean, it's unexplainable what he did. And his coach was in bewilderment as well. Craig Bellamy had no idea. I mean, it's not something they practiced or trained at. It was quite incredible. And as you say, we're very fortunate no one got injured.
Yeah.
And I think he's been slapped with a fine, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, dangerous.
Away you go. So, I mean, and that's probably fair enough too. No one got hurt, and just get on with things. Yeah. But geez, you wouldn't like to see that happen again. It's a dangerous practice.
That's when your captain comes to the fore. I wonder what Cameron Smith would have said to the ref. He's got to come up with something though. You've got to come up with a line to try and appease the situation.
Well, I don't know if even the great Cameron Smith had anything to come back with. Like, I think he was there. He saw it all in front of him on the happening, and he just didn't know either. No one knew what was going. Even the Roosters place, Jared Warrior Hargraves, he just looked through his arms in the air and said, what's going on here? Something else, that's for sure.
Now, what did you like about the quality of that game? 1 versus 2, Roosters were strong, but they, as we mentioned earlier, they find a way, don't they, those top teams?
Yeah, look, that was I thought it was a game of the weekend, obviously, a game of the year probably, with the intensity and the way they went about things, both teams. The Roosters can even though they lost, they can go back to their home and think about, you know, little areas they can get better at, because they were a little bit ill-disciplined in the first half, I thought, which sort of cost them the game. They penalties and a couple of drop balls, which sort of at crucial times in the game, sort of cost them. But they can go, as I say, go away and come back in a few weeks' time. They'll clash again, these two sides, obviously, throughout the finals. And knowing that they can beat Melbourne if they get a few things and adjust a few things right, they'll certainly challenge for the premiership, that's for sure.
Okay. Simple question with a simple answer. Can the Roosters beat Melbourne if they meet again?
Yeah, I think they can. Yeah. I think Melbourne are the team that everyone's chasing, though. There's no doubt about that. And if you're setting your benchmark and where you need to be at, well, you need to be able to beat Melbourne. I think there's two or three teams at the moment that can do that. One of them is the Roosters. The other one is the Broncos. I would have said Manly before yesterday's game, but they just, in that second half, they just fell away, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I might. Yeah, and they haven't strung 80 together. They've strung together probably two of the best 40s you've ever seen, but in different matches. You know, that's
right. Well, if they can get those two 40 minutes together on the one day, they can challenge as well, because they've got some strike there and some classy players that can get the job done. But there's still a few weeks left, I know. But Manly got to put back, you know, back to back 40-minute halves before they can start sort of claiming anything too much.
Mates, I think there's pistols. I can see you in the middle of these two saying, draw your weapons and then march back your 10 metres, guys, and then turn around. And I'm talking Neil Henry one side, Jared Hayne the other. The Gold Coast Titans board, on a serious note, in the middle of this. It's the showdown today. It is a duel. Who wins, Kevvy, on the Gold Coast? Jared Hayne v. Neil Henry.
Yeah, look, I don't know, TK. That's a tough one. Mm. They both...
Well, does anybody
it's
win?
It's been messy. Nobody wins, really. The Titans are the big losers here, because it's just been dragged out, hasn't it? You know, over the last couple of weeks, and come to a point where someone has to go, I suppose. I don't know who that's going to be. It's not my decision, thankfully. But the two obviously clashing in dramatic ways, that it's really affecting the team, the club, everyone involved with the club, so the fans, you know. So that's an awful situation they've got down there, down the highway. But I think it's one that's got to be sorted sooner rather than later. Yeah. Well,
what's the easiest decision? Is it getting rid of Neil Henry after what's been an indifferent year? Is that the easiest decision for the board, Kevy?
No, well, there's no easy decision with the Berkey. That's the thing. I mean, maybe the two of them can go and have some lunch together and sort things out. I think it's probably past that. There's been too much in the papers and said. So, yeah, look, I don't know what they're going to do, to be honest. It's a tough one for them. But they need to do something because it really is affecting everything that's going on around the club.
Yeah, and Kevy, for me, the devil will be in the detail here. You know, if he's come out, Neil Henry, and says, I didn't really want to sign Jared Hayne anyway, the board signed him and I've told him not to, but the board's saying, well, we consulted Neil Henry throughout this process and he was part of it. I mean, yeah. If I'm sitting on a board, I don't want some coach, so, you know, putting out what could be a mistruth about me.
Yeah,
I don't think that speaks volumes for your organisation. And I'm not saying that's the case, but I'm saying that could play out with some angry board members today.
Yeah, well, somewhere in between all that lies the truth.
True.
And that's what will be brought out today with their meeting. And, you know, just an ugly situation, again, that the game doesn't need, the Titans don't need, but I guess it's got to be sorted. And, you know, I'm happy in one way that it is going to come to a head today and they're going to get some truth about the situation. But there's no winner in all this, really. Either it be Neil Henry or Jared Hayne, there's no winner. It's a blight on the game, that's for sure.
Well, here's the next question, Kevy. Is there a chance? I know you're not allowed to do it with Origin, been coaching Origin, but could you head down to the Gold Coast, perhaps?
Nah, no chance of that happening. I wouldn't have thought. There's no job there for a start. And, you know, I like what Neil Henry does for the Titans. I think he's been a real stable platform for them to work off. But this situation's just got out of hand. And, I'm pretty happy doing what I'm doing with the Origin stuff, to be honest with you, Berkey. It's been a tough 6 weeks post-Origin, getting through everything, I can tell you.
Talk us through Gal's 300th massive game.
Are they gone?
Oh, they're on the slide. They've sat there for a couple of weeks, haven't they?
Yeah, you never write off the previous year's premiers. That's for sure. They can bounce back. Although it has been some years since that has happened. But there's, you know, if they can get their ball control right, they're ill-disciplined on Friday night against the Broncos. But and they can challenge teams. But at the moment, no, they're in a bit of disarray. I mean, it was Paul Gallen's 300th game, and he got a lot of boos. I was out at the game calling it for Fox Sport.
You booed.
No, I didn't boo. He's been a warrior, hasn't he?
He has. He's a champion.
He's been a warrior for the Sharks, sitting now on 300 games. Of course, Andrew, a bit of talk around over the weekend about who's been the best Cronulla Shark ever. Well, I'm an Andrew Eddinghausen fan as well. I mean, he was great for them, and Paul Gallen equally just as good. He's been a tremendous warrior for them over the years. That premiership last year really defined his career, I think, in many ways. But this year, they just haven't seemed to be able to back up. And it's tough when you win a premiership, coming back the next year, you've got everyone chasing you, wanting to gun you down. And that's been the case for the Sharks this year. A tough run.
See, Berkey being a glamour boy and you being a glamour boy, Kevy, you'd all go for ET, where me just being a battler from the West, I'm a Gavin Miller fan. Right?
Oh, he's another one, yeah, Gavin Miller.
You know,
what a footballer he was as well. But, yeah, no, I'm a pretty boy, man.
Yeah, of course you are.
ETK,
yeah, of course you are.
ET, hands down, mate. He's streets ahead of him.
I remember Dane and Kurt Sorensen back in the day as well.
Yeah, there's been some great – and Steve Rogers as well, of course.
Steve Rogers.
He was a great Shark player, albeit many years ago. Greg Pearce.
Yep, Greg Pearce. Good moustache.
What about Tommy Bishop?
Tommy Bishop.
The Pommy, yeah, certainly. There's been lots of great players from the Sharks, but I think Paul Gallen, you know, been what a player he's been. And that premiership last year really topped off his career at the Sharks, that's for sure.
Mate, Benji Marshall, going back to the West Tigers.
He's Tiger Bound.
I guess I was accused of booing Santa Claus yesterday on Nine when I did the footy. Depends what they're paying him. Depends what role he wants to play. Depends what Ivan Cleary wants. Is it great, wonderful news?
I think it's great news.
It's good news for Benji.
Good news for Benji and for the Tigers players as well. I know from all reports up here, I mean, I haven't worked with him up here, obviously, at the Broncos, but from all reports, he's been magnificent for the younger players coming through here at the Broncos. Guys like Cody Nicarima and even Ben Hunt and Anthony Milford, he's been wonderful for their progression and their learning. He's a different style of player to most, Benji Marshall, but his way has always been, you know, a good way as far as he's concerned. So I think he's going to bring a lot to the Tigers. I think he's heading back home. They've got a young side that they're trying to rebuild, and, you know, I think he can help in that manner. Obviously, he's got his eyes, you know, on the future as well, Benji. It's not too many years left in those legs of his. So, you know, I'll be thinking that he's coming back to Sydney and back to the Tigers, and long-term, possibly some coaching or some mentoring there at the Tigers, which I think can only be good.
Mm. Geez, they wanted to hang him from the grandstand at Leichhardt when he was there 5 years ago. Mm.
Yeah.
And now he's supposed to be bringing something to the club 5 years later.
Prodigal son.
Yeah, well...
If you're paying him... Here we go. If you're paying him $200,000, Kevy, just say, right? Let's put a value on it. This is my hypothetical.
Yeah.
Would it not be better trying to get two good young kids or something to the club with a bit of upside that could be at the club for another 10 years?
Well, that's the argument, I suppose. But we don't know how much they're paying him, TK. No. I mean, no. I think his salary at the Broncos was around the $100,000 mark, so you wouldn't think they would be paying him too much more than that. And regardless of the price, you know, as I say, I still think he can be beneficial for the Tigers. If they got some young halves coming through, which, you know, I'm not aware of their situation down there, but even some of their senior players.
Well, you got Josh Reynolds coming to the club. He'll be the highest paid player at the footy club. Mm-hmm. He plays in the position Benji plays in, right? You got Luke Brooks, who they've just re-signed, the second highest paid player at the club. And you got Lola here. I guess they'll push him from the 5/8 position back to the fullback position, and Benji will play what? Number 18, I guess, whenever anyone's
short. Yeah, well, there's a role there for him, for sure. Yeah. Otherwise, Ivan Cleary would have signed him, obviously. But, you know, I think there's still a bit of footy left in old Benji. He can, when he's played here at the Broncos this year, I think he's done well for the club and different roles that he's played. And I think, likewise, when he gets back to the Tigers, he's a passionate Tiger. Obviously, that runs deep into his veins, the Tigers' history, and I think he'll be okay there for sure. I think it's a good move from Ivan Cleary.
Okay. Well, we look forward to what's going to unfold there, obviously, next year, and then also what's going to unfold very soon with Jared Hayne. Thanks for your time, Kevy.
Good on you, gents. Have a great day.
I reckon.
Can I just let you know it's 25 degrees here today in Brisbane?
We're going okay down here, Kevy. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well,
it's not 25, though.
Sure everything's all right in Sydney.
That's Don't worry. You're strapping the surfboard to the roof racks of your car heading to the Gold Coast.
Oh, you better believe it, TK.
See you, Kevy.
Good on you.